Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're looking for a great place this weekend after your round of golf,
what's that?
That'd be down south at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill, 2755 Assets. Jamie Lane. They've got great food. They've got every food item they have is related to money. They've got the 401k burger. I'm pretty sure down there.
The 401k.
Yes.
Assets.
And Liquid
nice.
Assets. Everything is related to finances.
What if
Liquid
they had
Assets.
The cashier's check?
They might have that. Add that to the
cashier's
name.
Check. Fries.
They have liquid gold down there as well.
Like it.
That's a good 30 concept. TVs, 23 beers on tap.
Traveler's checks.
Tons of great bourbons and whiskeys. It's a wonderful spot. 2755 Jamie Lane, Liquid
what a
Assets,
spot.
And free parking.
I heard
lots
it's incredible. I heard the parking's great, and I also heard that it's just the vibe inside. They said, when you go to a place,
it's a nice
know,
bar.
Things are nice at that. It's got to be the vibe, and that's what they have at Assets. It can't be. Well, we have this certain bourbon. Yeah, a lot of people can get that bourbon, but they don't have the vibe. That's what Assets has.
Liquid Assets Sports Bar and Grill, 2755 Jamie Lane. It is time for us to try some beef jerky here on a Friday.
Okay,
taste
let's
testing.
Do it.
I'm going to explain this first one, and then we've got some comments coming in. People are excited about the beef jerky right now.
Are they?
It's doing well. This is from Joe himself regarding what this first one
Joe's calling the comment on his own jerky.
No, other people, he's giving me the scoop on this. The first one we're having here is the Wicked Applewood Beef Jerky. It says, the orchard's on fire. I'm going to pass this down.
Okay, it's going to be a little hot.
Okay. He says, this is going in the vault. This will not be sold until Christmas.
Oh.
It's in the store right now, ready to ship, but do not wait. You've got probably a week to get this before it's put away until Christmas time. The
Dine on this.
Wicked Applewood. So this is Smoking Gun Jerky. SmokingGunJerky.com is, of course, the website. They're at 48th and R, just north of Raising Cane's.
This is going away. I'll tell you one thing. So what, they have 1 week, Jake?
I'd say basically a week. They have in the store, it's able to ship, and then it's gone until, I'd say, early July. It's out of here.
Oh, it's got some kick.
Until
it's got some kick.
It's Christmas.
Really good.
The horse is kicking in the stall right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's it sound like? What's the sound?
Yeah. Give me a horse sound. Give me a horse.
No, come
What's
on.
That?
That's the worst sound you've ever made. What was that?
What is that? You worked with horses.
That's embarrassing.
I can't do a stall kicking sound. Hey, wait a second though.
Incredible.
This is going away until Christmas time. So if you want Wicked Applewood, you have to get it right now at SmokingGunJerky.com or in the store at 48th and R, just north of Raising Cane's. Again, if you order online, you get 10% off if you use promo code EARLY, E-A-R-L-Y. You also get on the Wall of Fame at Smoking Gun.
Have you noticed something about Joe? I noticed it the other night when he was at the event.
He was at the event.
He's a gentleman.
Yes.
He's a gentleman. He's a very kind soul.
Yeah. It was so much fun to talk to him.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you go in there, you're going to be met by a gentleman if you go into Smoking Gun.
As a matter of fact, we are. Just get prepared. So, when you're older in life, I was pulling, just like it was with clothes and other things, that I was done with friends about, I don't know, about age 30. I had enough friends. I didn't need any more. 30 years ago, I know. But I've made some other, it's happened like that. I've made friends like that. I always kind of knew Steve. Now we're really good friends. Me and Jake Sorensen are great friends now. So you're going to be a friend of Joe. You'll be a friend.
Hard not to be.
You're not going to be like going, you're going to be a friend of Joe. So I was, like I said, I was done with friends, not a big fan. Guys don't do that much when you get old. You don't go, oh, yeah. I just got a new best friend. No, that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. You ate the other day with Snake. You knew him since he was 9.
Yeah.
But here, the thing with this jerky is that you get the big piece, but you can just tear it off so easy to eat. So you just tear a little piece off. So other jerkies, you can't do that. I mean, it's brutal. It really can't. So thank you.
So Bill and Jake, I just want to say one thing. You can call this salesmanship, or you got to say this stuff because the box is sitting in your studio or whatever. There's no jerky like this.
No.
If you're driving to Des Moines, you stop and get jerky. You can find some decent jerky, and it'll help you, tide you over, or whatever. This, if I ate this on the way to Des Moines, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, I do. A good what the hell.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to keep this bag, Steve. Thanks. And I put it. And
you're welcome.
And I put it in my man purse, and then I travel with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what makes me happy. I'll be driving sometimes and go, man, I wish, oh, hang on. I've got my jerky in here. And I travel a lot. I'll be traveling this weekend.
Hey, keep this for Christmas.
Yeah. It's going away in the vault until Christmas. But if you want to get it before then, Wicked Applewood is now available. It's probably until the end of the week.
It's probably top three.
I didn't want to eat that whole piece. No,
and make a new friend.
You couldn't stop, though. From the text line, before we have our next one, Kurt in Northern Kentucky says, I was in Lincoln. It's from Northern Kentucky. Okay. I was in Lincoln last weekend. I did the ticket sponsor tour and made a stop to Smoking Gun Jerky, and then it placed my pin on the map for Kentucky. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Is it Kurt or Kirk?
Kurt, K-U-R-T, Kurt.
Could you also confirm, can you still smoke in restaurants and bars in Northern Kentucky?
Because it wasn't that long ago,
you could still do it. I'd like to know, because I think it's a lost art, and I'm kind of, I hope you guys stick with that.
Did you wake up in Northern Kentucky once thinking you were in Ohio?
What's that? No, woke up in Indiana.
Oh.
Yeah. Even different. Is that worse or better? Dave in Fullerton says, I ordered me a Smoking Gun's birthday box of jerky to take on our flight to Alaska. I couldn't wait any longer for the ticket cruise, so we're going without you guys.
Oh.
Ticket cruise was a discussion a year or two ago.
Jake smashed that. We had
very uncomfortable.
I had a conversation with the cruise line.
We had 300 breakers text in. They want to do it, and Jake's said, we're not going to do
it. Very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Sorry, bud.
Thank you.
Next up from Smoking Gun, we've got Jamaican jerk beef jerky.
I'm going to like this.
A little Rasta in your jerky is the description.
Rasta.
Rasta. Pass that down.
Oh. Well, you get this one, Steve.
Got this from YouTube before you guys open it up. BWD says, I'm having some Breaker's Delight jerky, which we named that, for breakfast with my coffee right now. There's nothing like some breakfast jerky. It's BWD on YouTube.
I agree.
Jerky for breakfast.
That's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Also, he's going to go fishing with his jerky as well later today.
Nice.
So on the boat.
On the boat, what type of fishing is he doing? Is he walleye? Is it catfish?
He hasn't said.
Let us know.
He does say the maple pepper jerky is addictive.
Are
you aware of that?
My dad liked the maple pepper, too.
Okay. This is Jamaican.
I'm willing to make a trade. I'll trade this for the Jamaican.
You're wrong.
What do you think?
A little Rasta.
Okay. Do it. I'm going to Rasta. Thank you.
Put that in your bag.
Yeah, put that.
Smoke it.
I'm not going to smoke any jerky.
This is excellent.
This is Jamaican jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You like
it? It has a distinct taste.
Do you feel like you're in Jamaica when you eat it? Have you been to Jamaica? You feel the sauce of the you know, the spices of the island.
I don't actually feel like I'm in Jamaica.
Okay, well,
I can't sitting there say that.
I've been there. It's a good spot.
Hey, have you been to Jamaica?
I have.
Really?
When I was in college.
Really?
Spring break.
I won a trip there. I was from my when I sold books on the East Coast. I did. I sold enough to make a trip to Jamaica.
Out.
Yeah.
You sold books, which we know door to door.
I did. Yeah, for 2 years.
For 2 years. The and first you won year, a trip to Jamaica.
Yes.
In the cobalt.
I did. Well, we. I was in the cobalt that summer. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I drove back and. It was over Thanksgiving too. We were there for like 6 days with all these college kids. It was just chaos. Wonderful.
This is the first time we've heard of this story.
Hundreds of people.
He went to the East Coast to sell books cold.
Door to door.
Door to door.
Pennsylvania and then Vermont.
And won enough and sold enough to go to Jamaica. Okay.
Enough said.
On the company's dime. Yeah, I didn't pay for it.
You're accomplished.
That was a fun trip.
You're an accomplished albino.
fat albino.
Fat.
Skinny fat albino.
No, I'm just saying you're overweight. I'm not saying you're fat. There's a difference.
I'm working on it.
You're an overweight albino. No.
That's our Jamaica.
But you're accomplished.
Yeah. That's our Jamaica story for the Jamaican jerk story. Jamaican jerky. You guys are fans of both these.
Yes.
Wicked Applewood and Jamaican jerk. You can get Jamaican jerk all throughout the summer, but if you want Wicked Applewood right now, get to the store before it's out because it'll be gone till Christmas. SmokingGunJerky.com, promo code EARLY. You get 10% off and you can get this before it's gone.
I don't want to cut this short at all with the jerky, but I'd like to get back to this story about Jamaica. Is there anyone you're still in touch with?
Yes, absolutely.
You have friends from there.
I was up in Blur for the CWS, and I saw somebody I was on that trip with. His name is Curly. Curly.
This is a story.
Curly was at the party. We had some beers together up in Omaha. It was good.
And we talked about selling books door-to-door in Vermont.
There was a burger place on the property of the resort that was open 24/7. I had a couple nights burgers at 3:30 in the morning, 4. I think I slept 3 hours a night max. In Jamaica for that week.
You liked it.
Can't you just, I was like, would you imagine being at the resort and a young Jake Sorensen shows up and you know right there, like, all right, this guy, he's gonna take it all in. And I bet you took it all in.
Whatever
was going on.
Everything possible I did.
Yeah, yeah, Jake was not like, hey, I'm gonna probably go to bed a little early tonight.
No, I slept on the beach one night.
Yeah.
Did you, sir?
Somebody got robbed that night. It wasn't me. Somebody got robbed. I didn't get robbed. Somebody else got robbed.
On the beach?
All I took was my key card to my room. I was smart. And my phone. Uh-huh. In my pocket. I didn't take stuff out there that people could steal.
No blanket.
No. It was warm enough.
Just curled up in the sand.
I was on a little chair. I didn't sleep on the actual sand. I was on a chair above the sand.
Okay.
Did you talk to any girls there, Jake?
Yes.
Did you get any digits?
It was a good trip.
Okay.
It was a good trip back then.
Right.
You can experience the Jamaican jerk beef jerky at Smoking Gun.
Wow.
You can experience my Jamaica trip through Jamaican jerk beef jerky.
Do you have any photos from there, Jake?
They're probably on Facebook somewhere. Yeah.
I really want to see a photo of you in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. They exist.
Yeah.
I could go through my Facebook page. There's probably a lot of them from that.
We'll do that one of these.
Joe says, Lisa just ordered. Thank you, Lisa, for buying as the segment's going on right now.
Lisa,
thank you. SmokingGunJerky.com, also at 48th and R, just north of Raising Cane's. Thank you to Joe, Ryan, and the team. And please, stop by this weekend or today.
I'm eating it right now.
And get jerky.
The
spillover is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.